Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program, of course, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Taryn P. Lupo.
And King Mark.
So why did the FBI raid essentially a convenience store in Cleveland? There's a story that Taryn brought in here from Freedom's Phoenix. And Liberty Upward is the original source. The local gas station operated and owned by Abe Ayad has been raided by FBI agents as of last week, allegedly.
Again.
Yeah, right. It's not actually the first time that he has been raided.
Oh, man.
Allegedly due to the images on the side of his store. Displayed inside and
today, the
apparently
FBI
outside.
Raided a controversial local gas station that's been in the news before. And
didn't
now we're wondering
that.
What went down. So Frank
well.
Wiley, we reached out to the owner tonight of Biggie's, and you say he gave you a look at some video.
Yeah, we got a hold of some exclusive video at that store. We also talked to the store owner tonight. He let us inside that store where all of this went down. And this is what we're talking about right here. That store owner's name, Abe Ayad. He told us the FBI showed up, raided his store. He says he demanded a warrant, didn't receive one, and he showed us this surveillance video of that raid. He also says once agents made it to the back of his store, they shut off his cameras. We should tell you, back in April, there were several complaints about a mural that he had at his gas station. And some of the images involved President Obama and Jesus. We can't show them to you. The city told Ayad to shrink those images.
Now, we do have the images in the story here from Freedom's Phoenix, and we'll post that over on our Facebook and Twitter. There's actually a little bit more here to the news piece.
They can't arrest me for what? 2009, they raided me, too. No charges. They gave me back my guns. They kept my money. And then they gave me back my money minus my coin collection, which was valued over $3
million. A coin collection valued at $3 million. And they haven't given
it back. They just took it. Well, that's because that's what they do. This is nothing more than just out-and-out stealing.
No charges.
Right.
I'm not ready to believe everything that Abe says. Like, if you've had a chance to look at the murals, Abe might be crazy.
So he might be.
Yeah, you guys do yourself a favor. Stop what you're doing. Get on Facebook and look at this because we can't even describe these paintings. I mean,
well,
they're.
You've got one depiction. Wow. My favorite, I think the one that really stands out. Favorite is not shouldn't be the right term here. The one that really stands out to me is the picture of a Hasidic Jew doing some branches of Hasidic Jews use their mouth full of wine to finish up the circumcision of young boys.
Meaning they put the boys' junk in their mouth and do something with
it. Yeah, it's pretty controversial. They kiss the baby.
And he
like a blessing.
Seems to have a real problem with not just Israel, but it seems like Jews too, you know?
It does seem that way.
Yeah, and so I'm not, when he says that his coin collection was valued at $3 million, I'd like to hear what he said back in 2011 about how much it was worth.
Well, are because you denying that his coin collection was stolen by the FBI?
I can't deny anything.
Does it sound unbelievable to you, given that you know the DEA and other federal and local state agencies have been known to go into various different marijuana shops and steal all their cash and marijuana and never give it back? I mean, this sounds right along that same M.O.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt for a second that he's lost things he didn't get back.
Yeah.
However, my experience, besides my experience to see that the federal government will come in and break into people's businesses, take their stuff and not give it back, also is that crazy people might exaggerate and that people that would draw pictures like this. What's that?
Fine. So he's exaggerated. It's only worth $300,000. Who cares?
Know.
They still stole his coin collection. And I don't care if the guy's crazy. He doesn't deserve to be treated like this.
No, he doesn't deserve to be treated like that. I wouldn't claim that he does. It's just that
he may be a racist, too, but he still doesn't deserve to have his store raided over his beliefs.
The facts, one needs to question the facts in the case as they are presented by Abe, is all I'm saying.
Okay, well, that's all we got right now, because the FBI is not commenting. The FBI is not commenting, so you don't have a news story. All the news story is that his shop was raided, and the video was provided by him, and the commentary track was provided by him.
Well,
so that's all
video.
You've got.
Video's proof.
But I'm curious why they actually raided it, because I still haven't found that in the story.
No one knows.
These pictures are a little crazy town, but they're definitely shouldn't be illegal or raidable. I question to think if they're just going to raid them and then turn up something later and say, oh, you see, this is why we raided them.
I mean, some of this stuff is pretty interesting, right? Like, obviously he seems to have a problem with Jewish people, but at the same time, he's got a problem with the war on Iraq as well. And he's got this weird picture about Jesus, the faces of Jesus. To Jews, he's a bastard who's in hell. To Christians, he's a god. To Muslims, he's a prophet, son of an honorable woman. Let's get this straight, ends the sign.
Right.
So
Jews...
Jews are the ones that have a problem with Jesus, but nobody else, is that what it's saying?
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And he's got another one down there that says, hey, Jews, while you were going off placidly to the death camps, my father was fighting for your freedom. Why don't you give him his property back in the Holy Lands?
Okay.
Like the guy's a lot of fun at parties, I'll tell you.
Well, you know, he should have the right to express himself on his own property.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. And the city shouldn't be able to tell him to make his sign smaller. And because these are obviously not advertising his business. If anything, it's going to probably hurt his business.
No, I would think it would drive away a lot of business. I mean, these are... I can't imagine going to a gas station. Well, maybe I would just to see the signs. I don't know. I'm that kind of person. But
yeah.
I would. I think normal people would be driven away from this.
Well, he's obviously still in business after 5 years or 6 years since the last raid that apparently happened to him.
It's but, not completely running him out of business.
Yeah, I would like to know, what the reason was for this. Why are they doing this raid? Because we know that in the case of there's a local head shop we mentioned earlier in the show tonight, Fat Stuff. They went in there, they raided Fat Stuff. They also did not make arrests, but they later made the arrests. So they didn't make arrests on that day. They waited a few months, I believe it was.
What did they actually arrest them for?
Oh,
remember?
Boy. I don't recall the charges offhand. Some sort of paraphernalia distribution charges.
Okay.
Seems like something like that, yeah.
I think that's what it was. Some kind of federal paraphernalia distribution charges. And so they don't always make an arrest the same day. So, like, there was the Jared guy, the Subway Jared guy. You've heard about that?
Where he had his...
Allegedly, he had some child pornography. They went and they raided his house.
In connection with is what the claim was, I believe.
Well, they raided his house. They took all of his stuff. And now they're looking through his computers to see if he actually does have what they believe that he has. Right? So they have not yet charged him criminally with anything. He's just sort of sitting out there in limbo, waiting for something to happen, waiting for the next shoe to drop.
Conspiracy to offer drug paraphernalia for sale, and one count of the conspiracy to commit money laundering is the
that's charges. Fat Stuff charges. Yeah. Those charges, by the way, are going to court later this year. Hopefully we'll have more updates on that case, because I was actually there for that raid and got a lot of the footage of that happening here, which hadn't really happened anywhere else. The DEA was doing hundreds of raids on the same day, coordinated attacks on various different cannabis shops and such, and also accessories shops, smoke shops, basically, around the country. And so this was one of those, and it was the most well-covered of all of the 200-something raids that they did. So we'll keep you in the loop as that develops over at freekeen.com. And maybe we'll hear more about Abe Ayad and his gas station, why it was that the FBI came in, held him and his employees at gunpoint, because you can see it, it's a raid. So they went in there with
good reason for that.
With a dozen cops all decked out, and then they took his money and then left. Nobody arrested. How is this okay with anybody? I mean, look, I know the guy's not a good guy. He doesn't seem like a good guy. I'll give you that.
I don't know. Look, I don't know what his claims are or anything like that, but I can tell you as somebody who's, partially Jewish, I hear some of his complaints, and I'll bet that some of them are valid. On the other side, it's like attacking all Jews doesn't make much sense.
That's racism. 855-453, or bigotry, certainly. 855-4... Well, Jewish is also a race and a religion, right?
It's an ethnicity and a religion, yeah.
What's the difference between an ethnicity and a race?
The races don't really even exist.
Okay. But so, ethnicity does?
Yes.
Okay, more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
The man who owns a Cleveland gas station that is a, has been described here in the WKYC-TV website, a hotbed of controversy, has now been raided by the FBI. His name is Abe Ayad. And according to the story at WKYC, this is actually, I was just trying to look into this to see if I could find more detail on the FBI raid. There really wasn't much else about it out there. It's a fairly breaking story. But there is an older story from May of this year, just sort of about the murals, about the controversy surrounding them.
They're controversial.
Many passers-by, according to WKYC, are finding the latest message offensive on its billboards. It's just disrespectful, said Amy Heard of Cleveland. I mean, I wouldn't want my grandbaby to see it, she says. A new mural recently went up at Big E's Food Mart on East 55th Street and Cedar Avenue, which shows an image of President Obama with a noose near his neck. Benjamin Netanyahu appears to be holding it and has a Hitler mustache. Above them are the words from one Jew to another, and written below in Hebrew is, God is the greatest. Owner Abe Ayad has been posting similar signs for years and is all too aware of the controversy which follows. He said, I don't really care. What else am I supposed to do?
What am I supposed to do?
Well, you could not put the images up.
It's an option.
He said the images help him vent, and the most recent one expresses his views on U.S. relations with Israel. He said those who do not like it do not have to shop at his store.
Can kiss his butt.
And, you know, I have a real appreciation for ornery people like this. I mean, I don't appreciate necessarily the messages that he's sending, or the way in which he's sending them, which are kind of offensive. But
kind of, yeah.
But, you know, if you've got strongly held beliefs, you're going to offend somebody. And that I can understand. Like, I've got people who hate me here in Keene because I speak out about my beliefs. And they don't appreciate that very much. They don't like, there are just some people who don't like an activist. And that's what this guy is. He's an activist with some property. Because a lot of activists are poor, and they don't have, you know, two dimes to rub together for themselves. This guy, he owns a gas station. So, you know, he's got a little bit of money to where he can put it on the line. And this is also something that's unusual for someone to do, is to actually take a risk when they're a business owner. Take the risk of having a position that could be considered offensive as a public business owner. There are a number of business owners who don't want to rock the boat at all. They don't want to be, you know, even though they might agree with, let's say, the liberty viewpoint that we're promoting here in New Hampshire, they don't want to be seen publicly as agreeing with it because, well, they know some customers are going to possibly boycott them.
Yeah, that's going to go poorly for them, right?
And usually we're poking the eye of someone in charge of zoning. You know, like there's always some sort of repercussion when you go after a bureaucrat in power.
Right. They could be targeted.
Yep.
So if it's seen as, oh, well, such and such business is supporting the liberty community,
right,
then all of a sudden the fire inspector shows up or the health inspector shows up.
And that happens all the time. That's no joke. So.
And they'll find violations that they never found before all of a sudden.
Yeah, once you become part of this vilified underclass, it's not so great.
Well, and don't think for a moment. I mean, there are a lot of people who will talk about the Keene activists here in New Hampshire. We're here as part of the Free State Project, which is the idea of liberty-minded people like us moving to the same geographic area to get active. Some people say, oh, you people in Keene, you poisoned the well with your antics, your activism.
That may very well be the case.
That's
I don't know.
Nonsense. Somebody drove by here today and waved and honked at the studios. I mean, there's plenty of people who like what the activists do in the area. It's just that the ones who hate us are louder. They're more likely to be out and angry about something than the people who like us.
They also seem to be have some power.
Well, of course, the people in power aren't going to like libertarians. Duh. I mean, why are people surprised about this? Look, the people who are in power don't want to lose that power, right? And the people who are their friends and their family certainly don't want their friends and family to lose their jobs. So when the libertarians come to town and start winning elections and start, you know, making laws that will overturn government control of things, gee, are you really surprised when those people start to get violent? When those people start to get angry? And when those people start to make up lies about you? Because that's all happened. It's all happened right here in Keene, New Hampshire. And
not
we
just
have
that. There have been all kinds of systemic disenfranchisement going on.
Yeah, but you know, don't think it's something that's unique to Keene, because it's not. It's a situation that develops whenever the status quo is threatened. And you've seen it. I've seen it in just regular political contests. I believe a lady's name was Sue Jeffers. It was in Minnesota, if I'm recalling correctly. I think I think she actually lives in Minneapolis. And she was running, I think, for governor at the time. Please correct me if I'm wrong on this, Minnesotans. I believe Sue Jeffers was running for governor as a libertarian. This was several years ago. And she ran a restaurant, her real business. She's not a politician professionally. She's just a restaurateur who, you know, wanted to run for governor. She got it in her mind that the Libertarian Party was worth joining and promoting and running a political campaign for. So they came after her. All of a sudden, just like I was talking about, the health inspector showed up in her restaurant and, what do you know, found violations that had never existed before. And then all of a sudden it became very difficult for her to run her business. Now, did that happen to coincide? Was it just a coincidence that she was running for political office and then the health inspector shows up and finds, you know, a bunch of violations? Do you think that was just a coincidence? Because it sure doesn't seem like it to me. She wasn't a threat to the system when she was just the lady running the restaurant.
I've had city councilors tell me that if they were voting, you know, voting on something, they had voted against the police getting some kind of raise or something like that, mm-hmm. that they got pulled over systemically over
really?
And over again as a form of harassment.
They told you that here?
That happened to be in Keene, but I've only lived in a few places,
right.
Ian. And these are the kind of things you don't get reported in the news. Why? I mean, I don't want to get pulled over even more. That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I remember when I was in full swing practice, and I was pretty vocal about that. You know, at that time I was throwing support with Harry Brown.
Libertarian presidential candidate.
Yeah, libertarian presidential candidate. I was in a small town, and just happens that every time, you know, I would come out with hard questions for the candidates, you know, we go to these debates or whatever, and I'd ask questions like, is there any law you would ever remove? And none of them would, you know.
Nope,
of course,
can't think of one.
Not
I
one.
I like all the laws we
Yeah, is there any tax you'd ever cut? No. All of a sudden, I started getting calls from the health department and the x-ray.
Really?
Yeah, they would come out and... Even though you're supposed to have your x-ray equipment every 3 years examined, and for some reason I was on the schedule every 6 months, you know, after that.
Seems strange.
Oh, yeah.
And you believe that had to do with your...
Well, yeah. I mean, the county people call them in, so I... Obviously.
You can never point the finger and know for sure,
no,
but that's really
not.
The point.
No, but that's small-town politics,
yeah.
And they have the strength to do this, and they don't make any whims about it. I mean, they don't care. They don't hide it.
They're not going to get taken down for it.
They're not going to get
nobody's
going
to do anything about it because they go after the business
town,
people,
yeah.
the good guys, right? Right? If they went after the mob would go by and shoot up their house and throw Molotov cocktails at them. They're not going to worry about crime. They want decent.
Right. So, again, as soon as you start to threaten the status quo, people are going to get angry. They're going to come at you. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. You can share your thoughts on the offensive gas station. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can download Cell 411 for a limited time if you're an iOS user for free. It's my understanding it's only going to be that way for the first week, and it went up on the Apple Play Store or Apple App Store, I think, yesterday or the day before that. So it's relatively fresh. Cell 411, we've been telling you about it. If you're Android users, you've had access to it for a couple weeks now. Cell 411, it's a decentralized micro-social network that allows you to manage, create, and respond to alerts and emergencies in real time. You can create an unlimited number of cells or groups of users to alert in case of emergencies. So whatever the emergency happens to be, and even slightly lesser emergencies. So, you know, whether you're being pulled over by police, you need medical help, your car breaks down, maybe you're observing some criminal activity. Maybe you're watching the police, which is sort of like observing criminal activity. They've got all those.
This
alerts.
Isn't just a cop watching app. I mean,
no,
it's used
more
for
than
lots
that.
Of things.
Yeah. Medical alerts, neighborhood watch. But it also has cop watching stuff or cop blocking stuff. So go into look for Cell 411 for Apple now and Android. Cell 411, it's 99 cents for Android. Apple users, you get it for free for the first week. So don't delay. There's no reason not to get this thing, especially at the free price tag. So go and check it out. You do need to encourage your friends to get it as well. They all have to have the app, and then you can send out an alert to let them know what situation you're in, or you'll receive their alerts, and you can respond directly, and then the Cell 411 will inform your friend that, oh, Mark is responding to your emergency, or whatever. And it's very, very cool. It works already, and they've got some cool changes and upgrades coming on the horizon as well. So lock it in now, and you'll get those upgrades as they're released. So look for Cell, C-E-L-L, 411. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Jericho in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jericho, listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson.
How y'all going?
Welcome, sir.
Hey, I'll be real quick, but you say you can talk about anything you want, so I have to ask you an important question.
Yes.
Kind of poking fun at you here. You all play really good music going in and out of your show, but I don't hear Megadeth anymore. I mean, what's up with that? You're letting me down, man.
Yeah, sorry. We decided several months ago that the old music on Free Talk Live had to go. It had been a while. It had been a long time that we'd had those old music beds, and ultimately, it was too much of a hassle, sort of on the back end of things, taking the archives of the show and uploading them. Sometimes it would work, sometimes it wouldn't. And what I mean by that is these online systems like YouTube and SoundCloud, they have detection systems that are really an amazing feat of programming if you think about
IP it. IP robots.
Yeah, they basically, you know, as soon as you upload whatever it is you're uploading, whatever audio, it checks the waveform to see if your wave, or in the case of YouTube, if your video signal matches the signal of a copyrighted work. So if it does match, then it will flag that file and basically block it from being uploaded until you go and do something to correct it. So one of the things they'll do on YouTube is sometimes they'll stretch a song, so or they'll shrink it, right? So if a song is 5 minutes long and the algorithm matches it to Taylor Swift or whatever, they'll take this Taylor Swift song and they'll stretch it by 5%. So it'll sound a little bit slower, and so therefore the waveform won't match exactly, but it is still the same song, and they'll upload it that way. So that's one of the ways they've gotten around it, or like reversing the video pattern or something like that. So that's another way that that they've gotten around it. But, you know, it was kind of a pain in the butt to deal with that. And plus, the other idea was that if we have fewer songs, we used to have dozens of them, if we have fewer songs, then that would be something that would more easily brand the show.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was just curious. Love your show. Y'all have fun.
Hey, thanks, Jericho. Megadeth still rocks, though, so please enjoy them on your own time.
And Iron Maiden. I'm definitely an old metalhead from back in the day. So, yeah, the old Big Four and Iron Maiden. There you go.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, actually, Derek J was cranking out some Megadeth in his room earlier today. So
I'm pretty sure you guys are the only talk show ever to use rejoiners from Megadeth.
I don't know.
Didn't Michael Savage use Metallica? Metallica?
Yeah. He did Metallica.
I was going to say, you guys have some speed metal that I'm pretty impressed with.
So, yeah, we do have the Rebel Inc. now, and they sound great, you know, and they're Liberty guys, which is cool. I guess Dave Mustaine for Megadeth kind of is a conspiracy kook.
I did not know that.
Wasn't he on Alex Jones at some point?
I don't know.
I think I'm pretty sure Alex Jones had Dave Mustaine on his
show.
Would
you call Ron Paul that? Because I know he's been on Alex Jones too.
Yeah, well, not a kook. And I wouldn't call Ron Paul a conspiracy kook. No, I would not. But yeah. I think Dave Mustaine might actually be in that camp. Anyway, share your thoughts here with us tonight. 855-450-FREE. Back to the story of the gas station, the offensive gas station with some murals that, well, I guess some people don't really like very much, including the FBI. And maybe it was the one with Barack Obama with a noose near his neck. Maybe that was the one that the FBI didn't like. Maybe that was their excuse for coming and raiding the store, given that, you know, they are a little touchy when it comes to possible threats against the president's life.
Yeah, I would guess.
Although, is a picture, a mural.
Of Netanyahu holding a noose around Barack Obama's neck.
Seems like a stretch to call that a threat to the president.
Yeah, and the FBI shouldn't be the one doing it anyway. That would be the Secret Service.
The Secret Service.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we still don't know exactly what the raid was for, but there was another story from May of this year just talking about some of the controversial signage that this guy has up and interviewing his customers to see what they thought about it. The owner of the store says the images help him vent, and that the most recent one that he posted expresses his views on U.S. relations with Israel. He says those who don't like it do not have to shop at his store. Customers' views are mixed. Mariketa Adams, who was pumping gas when interviewed, said, "I wanted to come scribble it out." Another shopper, John Morgan.
Pumping gas. Wow. Giving her opinion while pumping the gas.
Shopper John
apparently doesn't understand the value of a boycott.
Well,
that'd be inconvenient, Mark.
There really is. I mean, you could argue that there really isn't a real value to boycott. I mean, there are. Yeah, you can spend time and effort boycotting, but then if you boycott, sometimes somebody else will boycott. So the people in the community who share his perspective, and I'm sure they exist, will likely come out to support him extra if they find out someone is boycotting his business.
It depends on how much you boycott, right? So it depends on what your method is. If you put a big boycott together, you attempt to do this, yes, it can turn on you, like you say.
So you're saying do a quiet one?
But I don't think... It's difficult because I don't think you can boycott everybody with whom you disagree. But
no, you'd be very lonely.
At the same time, you know, if you, I'm not going to do business with somebody who makes me angry. And she says she wants to go over there and scribble it out.
Well, sure. I mean, I see where you're coming from, but on the other hand, if she, you know, if she needed gas, it's one of those situations where if his shop is in the right place and you are in the need of gas, then you're going to end up there, right?
Sure.
Yeah, it's funny how strong people's morals are when there's inconvenience.
Customers' views were mixed, including shopper John Morgan, who says, I don't think it's appropriate. Customer Rick Williams defended it as freedom of speech, however. But should it be? Last summer, the store drew attention over a cartoon of a rabbi performing a controversial Jewish circumcision. Ayad said it was his way of protesting sex offenders who are allowed to stay at a nearby rehabilitation center, which is near a school. Though the Anti-Defamation League became involved.
Sex offenders rehabilitation school. What does this have? Okay, this makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know what that has to do with the rabbi sucking on the penile area of an infant.
No, I don't either.
Not seeing that.
The Anti-Defamation League was involved at the time, but the mural remained. Licensing agencies, including the Ohio Lottery. Now remember, this is a convenience store. The Ohio Lottery even looked at whether a moral turpitude clause was broken, but no violations were ever found. As for Iyad, business continues to do well, and many of his customers are regulars. One told Channel 3 News, though they disagree with his politics, there are bigger things to worry about than a sign. And customer Amy Hurd said she'd still like to hold a protest over the most recent one. So this guy is a real...
Customer Amy Hurd wants to hold a protest.
Excuse us why we pump and pay you, but we're mad.
All right, we're going to come back. You can share your thoughts in the remaining moments here of Free Talk Live. We got more on the way. 855-450-FREE. Looks like Detroit teachers are going unpaid. It's Free Talk Live.
Wow. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Alright, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us toll-free. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you got Ian.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
And we also want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. amp.freetalklive.com. And if you're getting online, you need to check out ProXPN. Great way to protect yourself from people that want to spy on your internet habits, like your own internet service provider. You can put a stop to them snooping on you. Also, people trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets. ProXPN can help you, and you can just get started for free right now over at proxpn.com/FTL. If you use our discount code FTL50, you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with code FTL50. It breaks down the price to about $5 a month, and with that premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. That's proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL50. So our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. Mark, the end of the welfare state. Did you have that story pulled up for us?
Yeah, it's this is from independent.co.uk. King Wilhelm, Willem Alexander delivered a message to the Dutch people from the government in a nationally televised address. The welfare state of the 20th century is gone. In its place, a participation society is emerged, in which people must take responsibility for their own future and create their own social and financial safety nets, with less help from the national government. The king traveled past waving fans in an ornate horse-drawn carriage and to the 13th century Hall of Knights in The Hague. By the way, this is a gigantic chair. It's almost the width of like a love seat, but he's sitting in the middle of it. It's quite a throne. Anyway, it's hard to look good sitting in a throne, just having gotten out of a horse-drawn carriage to give your speech about how the government is no longer going to give money to poor people. I've got to say, like, that looks bad. for the monarch's traditional annual address on the day of the government presents its budget to the coming year. It was Willem's Alexander's first appearance on the national stage since former Queen Beatrix abdicated in April and he ascended to the throne. The shift to a participation society is especially visible in social security and long-term care, the king said, reading out lawmakers' speech written for him by Prime Minister Mark Rutte's government. The classic welfare state of the second half of the 20th century in these areas in particular brought forth arrangements that are unsustainable in their current form. Welfare is unsustainable in its current form in one of these places that, you know, people who like to say that socialism works is pointing out.
Yeah, that's why this is a surprise to me. I was shocked this was a real story, given that it's from the Netherlands, right, where... You know, there's apparently a progressive income tax and things like that there, right?
Rutte may be hoping that the pomp and ceremony surrounding the king and his popular wife, Queen Maxima, will provide a diversion from the gloomy reality of a budget full of unpopular new spending cuts, he's revealed later in the day. This, by the way, is the austerity coming to the Netherlands, and nobody seems to care about them getting it. The series of recent polls have shown the confidence in Rutte's government is at record low levels, and that most Dutch people, along with labor unions, employers' associations, and many economists, believe the cabinet's austerity policies are at least partially to blame as the Dutch economy has worsened, even as recoveries are underway in neighboring Germany, France, and Britain. After several consecutive years of government spending cuts, the Dutch economy is expected to have shrunk by more than 1% in 2013.
So the suggestion here is that because the government is cutting spending, that the economy is faltering?
That is over and over what the claim is in these things, yes.
Oh, man.
You know, I mean... The idea is that this is somehow macroeconomics versus microeconomics. I don't know how it is, especially when you're talking about these European states. They can't print their own money the way the United States can. Mm-hmm. This isn't Keynesian economics, can't be applied to them because they can't print their own money. And that's really important to apply the economic policies of Maynard Keynes. You have to be able to print your own money, and they can't. So they can't do these things like the other companies, countries can. They could potentially save money to sort of pump money into the times of plenty. They could save money and then be able to pump that money back into in lean times if that's what they want.
Yeah, what government's ever saved money?
Not many. It's certainly not very common. So anyway, going on, the participation society has been on its way for some time. Benefits such as unemployment compensation, subsidies on health care have been regularly pruned for the past decade. The regiment age has been raised, raised to 67. So it's higher in the Netherlands than it is in the United States. The king said Tuesday some costs for the care
that's
of the
elderly. That's what happens when they start running out of money, right? And that's what they're going to do in the U.S. too. They're either going to cut back the Social Security benefits, or they're going to cut back the age, or increase rather, the age at which one could begin receiving those benefits, or both.
King said Tuesday some costs for the care of the elderly, for youth services, and for job retraining or after layoffs will now be pushed back to the local level in order to make them better tailored to local circumstances.
That makes sense. I mean, if you're going to have a welfare program, it should be administered locally rather than at a state level or at a national level. It's just going to be that much more connected to the people that it's serving. Now, I'm not in favor of government welfare because it's backed by coercion. It's backed by the threat of violence. But I don't have any objection to helping people in need. I donate to the local, there's a privately run homeless shelter here in town, and
that's great.
They do a good job. And so I give them money every single year. And so a welfare program isn't quite as good as that, but if at the very least the welfare is being done locally, then there's at least more of a chance the bureaucrats will know the people that they're dealing with, and they'll have some level of more likelihood to connect on a personal level with them.
My favorite part of this article is here. The king earns an annual salary of around 825 €1,000, about $1 million, okay. $1.1 million.
That's more than the president, right?
Though, yep, 400,000. Though maintaining the royal house, castles, parades, and all costs the government more than €100 million annually.
Oh my!
Gosh, this is an awesome house.
It's a kick-ass house, and don't forget the horses. Got to have the horses for the parade and all
the
that
carriage.
Stuff. Man, oh man, just the costs of keeping up these big old houses
they have. Yeah, I bet you he hasn't applied any austerity measures to his house.
I mean,
put the king in a damn double wide.
If he didn't take the salary, then I mean, the last monarch just abdicated. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, what's it take to keep a person in this? He's not much, as far as CEO pay goes, not much. CEO benefits, huge. But I mean, you know.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if there's austerity going into effect in other areas of the government, wouldn't it be prudent for him to go ahead and cut some of the things from that $100 million?
I'm not arguing for or against what you say, but I will go ahead and jump in. Most of that money is going for salaries. Salaries for people, you know, the grooms for the horses, the butlers, and all these sorts of things. Is the economy going to be better off if all those people are pared away? I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, if they're actually providing a real valuable service instead of being the king's men.
The butlers will probably go and serve people.
They can go buttle somewhere else.
They will buttle elsewhere.
I found out that they make really good money. Did you know butlers make good money?
Yeah, you're
I have no
right
idea that. I mean, that's like I saw somewhere between $60,000 to $100,000. The good ones.
Well, butler is a very high position, even in one of
these. Yeah, they're the head of the household staff, right?
Yeah, the males at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a whole school where you can go train to be a high-end butler.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's an academy.
Do they give you a fancy name like Jeeves?
I wonder if you get a butler name. You think you have to rename yourself?
Well, that's there aren't enough people who are named butler-style names like that.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
I don't know where you get the name Jeeves. I don't know if that's a title or
Jeeves. You know, you've never heard of Jeeves?
Yeah, sure. I've heard
AskJeeves.com.
I've heard people jump in the car and say, I'm James, too. Yeah. James isn't a particularly notable name, so, and it's certainly not mine. I imagine they're quoting something that
I'm not
familiar
with. There's
some
sort of history behind Jeeves. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, I've got it. There's Ask Jeeves. That's all I can tell you.
No, that came from, but the Jeeves from Ask Jeeves came from somewhere. So, and I'm sure someone's shouting it at their radio right now.
Somebody who knows these things.
Call it next time.
Yeah. This is not something that's hanging on the tip of my tongue. I have no idea.
Yeah. Hey, we're out of time for tonight, so if we hear more about the Dutch welfare abolishment, we'll certainly let you know. Meanwhile, check out Taran Lupo over on his website, taranlupo.com.
Thank you.
And his YouTube channel. And check out more Free Talk Live over at freetalklive.com. We'll talk about the Detroit teachers another time. See you tomorrow.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.